No, God is so pleased with everyone tonight. Do you notice all that? For a moment there, we all focused in. And we said, hey, we're the children of God. Many of you are redeemed. Many of you, when you sang that song, I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, you meant it because you have been. You know you are. You know Jesus is in your life. How many of you know Jesus Christ is in your life? You know what? That excites me. But you know what? There's some here tonight that have not had that opportunity, or they have not heard. The Spirit has not yet connected them to really understand that Jesus is for real. And so tonight, I just want you to look at your neighbor before we even start, and I want you to tell them this. For God. Just go tell them. I can't hear you. For who? All right, we're going to pray. Y'all going to expect the unexpected, right? This is a moment. I already feel that moment in this house. The Holy Spirit wants to take our church to stand a little stronger and to be a little brighter. And God's stock kind of becomes that pivotal moment for us in the year where we kind of all get together and hang out. And He steps us up. I don't know about you all, but there's some things that aren't right in our world. What do you think? Okay, well, don't let that surprise you, because it never has been. For God created us. We got to hang out naked in a garden. Then we bit the dust, ate the wrong thing again. We were disobedient unto God. And then it wasn't too long, we had our first drive-by shooting in the garden. And a brother killed a brother. Because I want to give you the heartbeat of it all. If you really want to live, you must have God in your life. Without God, you don't live long. Hey, everybody cool with that? Without God, you don't live long. Now, there's only one reason we've had some tremendous music tonight, and I'm speaking to you tonight, because we believe something very important. We believe that Jesus Christ is the source of life. You get that? And in case you're like me, I used to be a real skeptic about this whole thing. Anybody ever been skeptical about this thing? How many of y'all had to go to church just because you had to go to church? Hello. I didn't want to go to church. I mean, if you look at my high school annual, it does not say most likely to preach. Most people, when they find out what I do, they go, what? I have discovered for what God says will be. Now, I want us to pray. For what God says will be. Now, if you're a believer, you're going right on. If you're yet to believe tonight, you're going, oh, no. I mean, there's going to come a day that all of my wonderful intellectual friends, and they are friends, and they're trying to figure out how they can do it without God. Can I be pretty enough? Can I be smart enough? Can I buy enough stuff? Can I build a big enough house? Can I drive a fancy enough car? Can I go and get as many degrees as possible? How can I do it without God? Well, here's the truth. You can't. You can't live without Jesus. Now, you can breathe. You can interpret thoughts. You can have momentary experiences. But you don't get to live. You get to exist. And it's for a little while. How many of you understand it's a little while? Now, all these good-looking young people, they're looking at me like, oh, man, what you talking about, Rev? I look good. I feel good. I am good, right? How do y'all remember that? How many of y'all remember that? That's called 21. And then all of a sudden, a little later on, you go, I don't feel that good anymore. I know some of y'all still trying to pull it off. You don't look that good anymore either. I'm not sure, but something's happening. You know what God's trying to tell me? You're not going to be here very long. You're not going to be here very long. But while you're here for God, while you're here for God, can you imagine this church, the church on Main, Highland Hills Church, Crossroads Church, First Baptist Church, the United Methodist, the Divided Methodist, the Separate Baptist, the Independent Baptist, the I don't care about anybody else Baptist. Can you imagine if we came together as the body of Christ? One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one people, one glory, one moment for God. For God. Now I want to pray. I want to pause and pray that we hear that God's serious. You know what sometimes we do with God? We say, man, that's a good idea. How many of y'all think God's a good idea? He's more than a good idea. Some of y'all think God's just a good idea. Some of y'all think you're real smart because you read a theological book. Ooh. I've read a bunch of them. And I will quote my favorite friend and fellow apostle, Brother Paul. I consider it all rubbish for the sake of knowing Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. It's not what I know. It's not what you know. It's not what the world thinks it knows. Life explodes when we realize for God so. For God so. For God so loves you. Dear God, help us tonight to hear in this place that you are real. You're not here to entertain us. You're not here to titillate us. You're not here to stir our emotions. You're not here to casually be our friend. But you're the God of all things, the creator, the beginning, the end, and the middle. And you are here. And because you are here, we can live. Holy Spirit, church, just pray in your heart. May we open our ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church. Because guess who's here tonight? Jesus is here. Guess who else is here? The church! Jesus, yeah, devil's here too, but we ain't going to mention him. You know why? You know why I'm not worried about the devil? For God. I don't know why some of y'all are so worried about the devil. If Jesus has whipped him, why are you worried about something that's been whipped? He said, well, Pastor, he can whip me. You're right. But he cannot whip what is in you. And we've forgotten that, hadn't we? Well, it was a few years back, I had a friend that was deeply depressed. Maybe some of you have been deeply depressed before. How many of y'all have been kind of depressed before? Yeah. I'm never depressed when Ohio State loses, but other than that. In fact, you ought to have seen Pastor Jamie today. They were playing a high school team, and the high school team was leading them, and Jamie's head was kind of bowing down, you know, and eventually he comes in this afternoon and said, hey, they won. I said, they were getting beat. Yeah, but they won. It's a win. You know what's so funny about our wins? Nobody cares next year. How many of y'all found nobody cares next year? How many of y'all were really proud of those trophies? Guess who was proud of them? You. Guess who remembers them next year? It's kind of sad, isn't it? That'll depress you. Well, man, I worked forever to get a trophy. It's made of plastic. It's got your name on it. And then you sell it at a yard sale after you're dead for 10 cents. That's if you bargain good. For God,
would love to be in everybody's life here. Let's talk about For God for a moment. I was with my buddy. He was deeply depressed. He struggled with faith for many decades. He was a rich man, been a very successful business guy. Didn't have a college degree, but he was real smart. And he knew how to do business. He had a couple of Harleys in the garage, and we rode bikes together. He had a big old boat that he took up to the bigger lakes in Kentucky. He had all the stuff. How many of y'all have ever gotten all the stuff and still something was missing? Any of y'all had that deal? How many of y'all have ever said this? If I just had that, then that, I would be complete. If I could just marry her, then I'd have a life. Yeah, you got one, didn't you? Some of you girls do this. Oh, if the Lord would just send me a husband, if I could just be married. And then you get married, and 2 years later, you're in the office going, it's the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life. You see, sometimes we don't even know what we want. We don't even know what we need. This guy had what most of us would say is a good life. And here's what I want you to know. I want you to hear the truth tonight. You can have a good life without Jesus. You can have money. You can have stuff. You can have friends. You just can't have eternal life. It just won't happen. You say, well, I'm a good person. Well, good. 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 You know really what good is? So what? So what? Watch this. How many of y'all would say you're kind of good? Come on, fess up. If some of y'all think you're real good, I'll point you out, but I won't. Now, I'm kind of a good person. Watch this. I want us to get rid of our good person and say, you know what? I'm not kind of a good person. I am a person that's been changed by Jesus. That's a whole different person. That's better than good. That's better than great. That's not good to great. That's to God. Well, man, he was sitting there and he was intellectual and he had read all these books about how Jesus might not exist or did he exist. And finally, he looked me right in the eye and he said, hey, Rev, I want an answer to this question. And I thought, oh, goodness gracious. He said, how do you absolutely know you are saved? Because he said, remember, I've known you for a long time. I said, I know. I said, you want me to tell you how I absolutely know? I'm going to tell you how I absolutely know. For God said so. Any of y'all that doubt your salvation, you know why you doubt your salvation? You doubt your salvation because you lack knowledge and understanding of this. None of us in this field can save ourselves. None of us. If we could save ourselves, Jesus is out of his mind. He's a lunatic if one of us could save ourselves. But he's not a lunatic. He's God in flesh. He's one of us telling all of us that God would love to be with all of us. How many of y'all got that kind of attitude? You know what? I want every one of you to be saved. I don't want some of you to be saved. I heard a preacher the other night. He said, I hope some of you get saved. I go, man, I don't want a 50%er. I want a 50% preacher. I desire God's desire. You know what God's desire is? That all would be saved. You say, well, Pastor Steve, you believe all people are going to be saved? No. You know why? Guess what some of you are going to do? Instead of for God, you're going to say for I. How many of y'all, your for I has gotten you in trouble? Boom! You're listening to a for I. How many of y'all have ever done this one in life? For I say so. How about this one? For I feel like it. How many of y'all have ever done this one? I do have some hippies in the audience. For it feels good. How many of y'all have lived by that one right there? If it feels good, it's got to be right. Mm-hmm.
But how many of y'all found this after you probably got over being 21? Not everything that feels good brings life. How many of y'all realize the devil will let you feel good to kill you? He kind of sneaky, isn't he? He goes, come on, feel good, feel good, feel good, feel good. Boop! And then what do? We say, for I feel like that's not fair. But how many of us have come to this question? For God, so. Three things I want you to connect with tonight. First one, for God so made you. For God so made you. Hey, listen, we got to start treating each other like we've been made by God and not made by something else. Hey, listen, be very careful when you write off any human being. You know what I love about Hillview? We got all types. Isn't it cool? We got weird people at Hillview. We got some people that think they're normal. That's really weird. We got uptight people. We got real loose people. We got quiet people. We got people with multicolored hair. And we got people without a stitch of hair on their head. We got them all. You know why? For God so made us. How many of y'all believe that? Okay, if you do, I just want you to look at your neighbor like this and go, God made you. God made you. Go ahead and tell him. Come on. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out. God made you. God made. Come on. Talk it up a minute. I want you to get it. God what? Look at him. God made you. Now, hold on. I know y'all think I'm going crazy because I am going crazy. Listen. That sounds so simple, but that's what we've lost in this nation. God made people. Governments don't make people. People don't make people. Test tubes don't make people. DNA, that's not people. That's a part of people. God, for God, so made you. You got to start there. I got a lot of my buddies, man, they lie all the time. They go, well, Rev, you don't understand, man. I'm a self-made man. I said, no, you're not. You're a self-deceived man. I said, you ain't a self-made man. I said, your mom and daddy had to get together, you know, do the thing for you to even happen. I said, your mama had to carry you around for 9 months, and you were a pain in a lot of her places. And then guess what she did? She chose to have you. And I said, you think you could have made it on day two by yourself? I said, you are horrible. You threw up on people. You pooted in your drawers. These are humans. You made noise when you weren't supposed to. And somebody carried you into life. Hold on. Is that not true? Now, I know y'all hate it when I go on about this because y'all going, well, you don't understand, Pastor Stephen. I'm tough. And I know I love all of our seasoned congregation. I know y'all went to school when there was no electricity. You hiked through 5 miles of snow. You know, you're not like Merle. You never canceled school. You went and fed the cows 15 times before you woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you'd gone to bed, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning. I know. I've read some history. I think y'all might have added a little to the story. For God so made you. Now here's another thing. You ready? Not only did he make us. You know, a lot of people, Gary, don't believe this. It's a simple phrase, but people just don't get it. So in the name of Jesus, I hope you to get it tonight. For God so loves you. What do you think about that? Those words change nations. For God loves you. If you don't mind, would you tell that to somebody? Just tell them, for God loves you. You can even tell them this. I don't like you, but God loves you. See, we can get honest. God loves you. Now hold on. You say, well, wait a minute. I mean, what are we going to do? Start walking around with little bumper stickers on it that says, God loves you? No, I don't think we need bumper stickers. In fact, I think we've got enough bumper stickers. We got enough T-shirts and we got enough bracelets. Let me tell you what we're in a shortage of. Lives, and people that love with the power and the intensity and the passion and the grace and the mercy of a God that loves his creation. Where's that church? Where's that church? You know where it is? It's all around us. It's all over the world. And I don't know. I don't get to know the future. I wouldn't want to know the future. If I knew the future, I'd be crazier than I am now not knowing the future. But I do know this. For God said so, that there's a time coming when it's all coming together. For God so made you, for God so loves you, for God so gave. For God so gave his only son. Most of us wouldn't do that, would we? Most of us struggle with a 10% tithe. And if we go 15%, we think, I'm sacrificial. But God gave his only for you. For you. He said, man, that's crazy because I'm messed up. For you. Does he know I smoke dope? For you. Does he know I like to drink? For you. Does he know I've looked on places I shouldn't have looked? For you. Does he know I have thoughts that are absolutely not in the Bible? For you. How many of y'all glad to know tonight that God is greater than our sin? Some of you religious people need to hear that. You know what I rejoice about every day? God's not a Baptist. He's not a Methodist either. He's not a Presbyterian, even though he knows what's going on before it happens. He's not a Church of Christ. He doesn't believe he's the only one. He likes to share it with everybody. God will not be trapped in our box. God's not a Democrat. Listen to all the Republicans right now.
Amen to that. I knew that.
He's not a Republican either. He doesn't obstruct things. He redeems them. He doesn't socialize them. He redeems them. Now, church, I don't know if you've ever seen the news or read a newspaper or a blog, but the world needs the church today. And maybe the reason we have so much chaos is because God's people have forgotten, for God so. Y'all ever hear that growing up? I grew up with parents, according to modern psychology, didn't know how to parent. But they were pretty effective with four kids. My dad had the audacity to look at me as a 12-year-old when I asked the question, why should I do that? Because I said so. My dad's a real man. He wasn't a man-woman, he's a man. When he said so, we had no more discussion. He also had read that proverb, get that rod out. I'm glad I didn't grow up like some of you kids. I could just see my dad gently taking me over to time out so that my feelings would not be hurt and I would not be emotionally scarred. If that had happened to me, I want you to know that right now I'd be speaking to you from one of our finer penitentiaries. Not only would I have time out, I'd have a lot of time in. But you know what my dad was trying to teach me? For God says so. And I happen to be his representative in this house. And there's just some things They're the way they are because God says they are. And we need to own up to them tonight. Is that okay? There's some really cool things. For God so created everybody in this field. So tell each other again, God made you. Isn't that cool? What's your name? Tiffany. God made Tiffany. Aren't y'all glad God made Tiffany? And God made Clacy with the help of me and Elizabeth. And God made you. And God what? Loves you. So some of you going like this. How many of y'all ever done this? And nobody loves me. Ain't nobody loves me. Nobody cares. You usually say this to your therapist. Everybody's abandoned me. I go, arr! I said, some have abandoned you. Not everybody. God has not abandoned you. Well, does he know how I feel? Yes. He's been trying to get through your thick head for years. But you keep telling him how you feel. He's already a knowledge of that. He wants you to hear what he has to say. Open our ears so that we might hear. For God so. For God so created us and for God so loved us that God. For God so gave his one and only son. That. You ready for this? If we had our Bibles out, if we can get them on the screen. Oh, it's on the big screen. Now, I want you to note this, all of you who've been studying, trying to determine who's in and who's out. First of all, I laugh at you because you're a fool. Nobody knows but who? God, look up. Look up. Come on, look up, move. You're not going to go Pentecostal. Yet, look up. Who is that? Come on, who is that? Come on, who is that? Yeah, I like Saturday church. It's a Sabbath. It's the way it's supposed to be, probably. Look. Look up. Who is that? Now, let's do this. Come on, we're going to have a little exercise. See, y'all thought she's going to sit in the back tonight. Look at here. Now, let's kind of do this. You don't have to turn all the way around, but just look around. Move your neck. Look around. Look around. Come on, look around. Come on, move your neck. Some of y'all need to thank God you can move your neck. Come on, thank God. Hallelujah. Move your neck. Who's that? God. Now look next to you. Who's that? There you go. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only who? Now note this, that whosoever believes like me. Is that what it says? For whosoever lines up with correct doctrinal principles. Is that what it says? For whosoever can sing real good. Is that what it says? For whosoever can speak real good. Is that what it says? For whosoever is good looking, right? For whosoever is cool. For whosoever is a nerd. What does it say? It says this. Come on, catch this. Catch this. Stay with God tonight. Catch this. Don't miss this. Stay in this. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have eternal life. So what does God give? He gives what no human can create. Life. That's why my little brother was baptized. Because in this life, there is eternal life. Some may overlook, but God never will. Some may overlook, but God will never live. Never abandon us. So when I hear the economic news of how bad it is, I wish I could tell you that I don't get worried. But I have to remind myself, for God so. There have been times with Elizabeth and I when I thought, how can this marriage go on? For God so made it possible. impossible. In a crowd this size, we've done it all. What do you think? If we were all stand up and have testimony time together, I bet we've covered it all. What do you think? I bet we've done everything we weren't supposed to do all together. What do you think? And some of you are going, well, I ain't done that. I know, but you did that. Was at Hillview one time before we put the buildings all together, and there was this real holy lady visiting us, and she's mad. Church people get mad. Have y'all noticed that they get mad? They get mad about stuff like cigarettes make them mad. I mean, they just go crazy. Maybe they need to smoke one and to calm them down. I don't know. But we had this guy, and in between Hillview, we had a smoking section. We was the only place left in the county, smoking section. I mean, I care less if you smoked. I wanted you to hear about the good news of Jesus. I figured he could tell you how to quit smoking better than I could. But this guy's over there, and he lit up a Marlboro, you know, one of them crush proofers, man. He pulled it out of his box right after worship and put it in his mouth. About the time he was given the holy, here come this superior religious woman. She's mad. You can all tell a religious woman mad. Her hair flies back on her head. Her nostrils are quivering. I'm thinking, oh, Lord, she'd cuss me if she wasn't holy. She said, I don't tell you something, Pastor Steve. I ain't coming back to this church. Now, deep down inside, I was going, praise you, Jesus. But I didn't. I tried to behave. And I said, ma'am, what's the matter with you? She said, those people are smoking cigarettes over there, and it's unholy. I said, ma'am, you crazy. She said, well, you mean I'm crazy? I said, you have no idea what them brothers have quit smoking. God has got them down to nicotine. Praise his holy name. See, sometimes what we want to do is we want to bring people to where we are instead of bringing them to God. It's not for I, it's for God. It's not for you, it's for God. It's not for we, it's for God. And we've left that out of the equation. For God so loved the world. And what did he love? The world. That's a crazy place to love. And he loved it. For you see, he made everybody. Didn't he, Beth? He made everybody. And he'll get us over our fears. And he'll show us what others have told us is not true. That he is a God of mercy and grace and strength and truth. And he's going to reign no matter what we say. He has a few titles that are pretty cool. I like this one. King of Kings. So you know what that means? No king knows more than the king. But we get all wrapped up in little kings. I ain't talking about the beer. I'm talking about people that think they're kings. Some of y'all going, how'd you know that? Elizabeth tells me about those things, what is this called? Don't we? How many of us get all caught up in little kings? Little peoples that think they're big and greater than God. Tonight, I hope you've heard that God made you. That God loves you, that God gave his son for you, and that anybody in this field that would receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior will live on. We're here for one purpose tonight, that others might live on in Jesus. Cool deal? Y'all ready to live on? Well, tonight I want us to pay close attention. This altar is going to be an altar of prayer. In fact, I already know this. These chairs are probably going to have to scoot back. This is a time to come pray. It's a time to come and repent. Now, that's a big church word that means this. Are you sorry for being sorry? How many of y'all sorry for being sorry? It's what Pastor Jamie talked about last night, those Ten Commandments we all get so proud of, especially in Kentucky. I laugh in Kentucky. People put them in their front yard and break them on Saturday when they move a mow around them. Saturday's the Sabbath. I mean, if you're going to follow the Jewish law, then you got to be a Jew. And I guarantee you them suckers had some bacon in the morning before they went to mow. So here's the problem with the Ten Commandments. Nobody here has kept them. Nobody. Even all you people who've never drank, never smoked, and only cuss in private. You broke them. We've all lied. We've all cheated. I know some of y'all sitting there thinking, well, I'll tell you what, I ain't never done that adultery thing. Yeah, you have. According to your standards, you haven't. You know what Jesus said? If you think it, it's the same as. Now how many of you passed? You're going, he read my thoughts? Listen, if he knows every hair on your head, I bet he knows what you're thinking. What do you think? But you know what he says? He doesn't say, I want to throw you out. He says, I want to bring you in. I don't know about y'all, but that's a tremendously great message. I'm glad God didn't act like me. Here's what I'd have said if I'd been God. I made you. You messed up. I'm done with you. Wonder how big the crowd would be tonight. But that's not what God said. God said, I made you. You messed up. I sent my son to forgive you. And I want to bring you to eternal life. And if you will believe, you will know I'm God. You know why some of you don't know he's God? You won't believe. And please don't do. God, prove it to me. What more proof you want? I've heard people say this. Well, if I could see God just like they did in the Bible, I could believe. I go, well, then why did all those thousands and millions of people that saw him in the Bible refuse to believe? You're going to have to make a decision tonight whether you want to or not. Do you believe that Jesus Christ would come into your life and forgive you of all of your sin? Join with you in bringing you eternal life, in bringing you to heaven forever and ever. Amen. I believe he will. I believe he will. If you'll just open up and say, Lord Jesus, here I am. I'm going to be crazy enough to believe what you said. I believe Jesus is real. Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done and what I've been. Tonight, Jesus, I ask you to come into my life and forgive me of my sins. I believe. All I can tell you is what it said. What did it say? Put that back up there. It's a great verse. Messes a lot of theologians up. For God so loved the... We don't like that, do we?
Pastor Steve, what about bad people?
Those two. What about crooks? Those two.
Did y'all ever notice who Jesus talked to?
Tax collectors, sinners, rebels. Guess who always kicked him out? Church people. They kicked Jesus out of church. They're still doing it. You know why? Jesus won't follow our rules. Makes us really mad. He loves Samaritans. He tells women that they really are everything he made them to be. He tells people who've been bigoted against that he loves them and those other folks didn't know what they were talking about. He takes us from our dysfunctional backgrounds and brings us into new lives. I hope you receive it tonight. Amen. Well, pray with me. I'm going to ask our pastors and our elders to come forward. And did y'all get this tonight? Has it been clear? Y'all got to give me some feedback. I can't see you back there. I mean, you got it or not? Now, I can just hear some of our sophisticated believers saying, what a simple message. Yeah, imagine that. Guess who said it? Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that everyone in this field can be saved. I hope every one of you tonight gets saved that aren't saved. And I hope every one of you that claim salvation, evaluate your salvation. I'm not asking you to join a church. I'm asking you to receive a life.
I'm not asking you to cut your hair. I'm asking you to repent of your sins. I'm not asking you to dress up and be polite. I'm asking you to be what God will make you to be, and He will make you. Y'all ready to have a little altar tonight? Well, let's let God be God. Man, last night was fabulous. Tonight's going to be fabulous, and in the morning it's going to be crazy as many of you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You're going to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Last night, what was special to me last night is I had some older brothers here. Man, they've been in church all their life, and this happens a lot. I get to travel quite a few places, and I've seen this in many of the places I've gotten to preach is there'll be these older men in the church. Man, they've sat in church all their life. They've heard 1,000 sermons. They've been to 100 Sunday school classes. And you know what? I don't know what it is about preachers today. They're scared to ask. Baptism is important. Jesus Christ was baptized. And I told you last night, if you disagree, you'll just have to disagree. You're wrong. How dare us, in this moment of time, turn baptism into some kind of church initiation? We're not a fraternity. We're not a sorority. We're not the Kiwanis. We're not Rotary. We're not a community service organization. Thank God. We're the living body of Christ, capable of anything. For those who believe, everything is possible. For those who do not believe, nothing is possible. So tonight I invite you to an everything life. How does it begin? Lord Jesus, here I am. I've messed up. Lord Jesus, I want you in my life. Forgive me of my sins. He'll take it from there. He'll come into your life and He'll change it. And guess what? On that day when we're all gathered, whenever that day is, and a trumpet sounds from the east, and the Spirit vibrates the world, there you'll be. And there He'll come. And you'll say, my King, my Lord, my God, my Jesus, my Savior, my all, my everything, my life, You are here. He'll say, children, children, come forth. It is time. I will show you the kingdom of heaven. And you shall reign with me forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever to the glory of God, the one who said, for I so loved the world that I sent my only Son into the world that whosoever shall believe shall receive, shall not die but will live on with me forever. Amen. For God said so. Believe it, church. Believe it tonight. Like you've never believed it. Believe it. For those of you that are believing, say, God, step me out to be. Have enough boldness to look at the human being beside you that God created and say, you know what? Do you know Jesus? Have you been baptized? I'll walk with you. We need some brothers and sisters to start walking with people to bring them to life. For God said so. Lord, as this altar is open, if you don't mind, if you'll just stand with me right now. Maybe you need to pray this prayer. Just go ahead and pray. God's already led a lot of you to Him right now. I feel it. You can start coming forward. These pastors, these elders, they'd love to share with you about Jesus. If you haven't been baptized, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, you'll meet at the lodge at 9:30. And we're going to see God baptize more people than we ever dreamed possible. For He said He would. And before He said so. Now tonight, if you haven't got that squared away, get it squared away. You say, "Pastor, I was baptized when I was a baby." Hey, I'm cool with that. You know what your mom and daddy were saying? They hope you get saved. Why don't you confirm it tomorrow as an adult and say, "Hey, guess what? I am, in the name of Jesus, I'm buried to what I used to be by the power of grace. And I'm risen by the power of a risen Jesus to the hope of His glory." Only way you're going to live is to let Jesus in. Lord, tonight as people are coming to receive You, Jesus. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I'm sorry, Jesus, but I believe I receive Your grace. I receive You into my life. Maybe you need to come and say, "You know what? I've been following Jesus, but I need to take that step of obedience and baptism." Let's get it taken care of. Wouldn't it be great when Jesus asks you, He says, "Well, were you baptized?" And you say, "Yes, Jesus, for You said so. And I obey." People are coming. Let's get out of the way and let God's hope come in. Right now, in the name of Jesus, this altar is open. And I hope it's flooded with prayers. I hope the Holy Spirit just releases itself all over this field. I pray for whosoever that they will, because Jesus has. In the name of Jesus, come on, my friend. In the name of Jesus, come on, my sister, my brother. Come on, mama. Come on, father. Come on, cousin. Come on, uncle. Come on, wild man. Come on, sweet girl. Let Jesus show you how to live. In the name of Jesus, this altar's open. As you come, may He bless you. Come on, church. Come on. Don't stand there long. The Spirit's moving. Come on, move with it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.